Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3150, Three Reasons to Believe in the Law of Attraction by Joel Byrne of joelbyrne.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. I read to you every day with permission from the authors. Now let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Three Reasons to Believe in the Law of Attraction by Joel Byrne of joelbyrne.com. I barely care if the law of attraction is real. Yes, I'm always up for a good metaphysical conversation about how the universe works. It matters to me to understand reality. But what most matters to me is, can I gain value from the law of attraction? That means being as healthfully selfish as possible. And when it comes to a life I feel lit up about, I'll draw in any tool that can nourish and nurture that. What is the law of attraction? Jack Canfield defines the law of attraction this way, quote, "The law of attraction is a universal principle that states you will attract into your life whatever you focus on. Whatever you give your energy and attention to is what will come back to you. When you focus on the abundance of good things in your life, you'll automatically attract more positive things into your life. But if you center yourself on negative thoughts and only focus on what you lack in life, then you'll ultimately attract negativity into your life, and what you want most will continue to elude you," end quote. Put succinctly, your thoughts and feelings attract your future experiences. You still may wonder, do I believe this is true with 100% metaphysical certainty? I won't answer that right here. Why? Because my point to you today is to invite you to engage with the law of attraction, to be curious about it, to test it out, and entertain it as a possibility. Most people will either go all in when they learn about the law of attraction and unquestionably or dogmatically try to use it, or will immediately reject and dismiss it and use a thought-terminating cliche like woo-woo so that no further examination or effort is necessary. Can you perhaps choose a third option, entertain it without accepting it? Quote, "It is the mark of an educated mind to be able to entertain an idea without accepting it." Aristotle. I like the as if it were true approach. Try assuming the law of attraction is real for 30 days. Then you can go back and reflect on and measure your results. But if you won't allow yourself to jump in the fishbowl, you won't know what it's like to be a fish. With this mindset priming complete, here are my three reasons to believe in the law of attraction. Number one, it's about feeling good. At its core, the law of attraction is about thinking good thoughts and feeling good feelings. Isn't that a good enough reason to try it out? This doesn't mean you pretend you aren't feeling negative feelings, though. Actually, the skill set of the law of attraction involves watching your negative thoughts and feelings and then actively learning to redirect and transmit them to new thoughts and feelings. That's a powerful skill set in and of itself. You're learning to empower your mindset to one of empowerment. Even if the law of attraction isn't metaphysically real, it's worth building this skill set, in my opinion. Number two, you'll expand your imagination. One of the fun elements of the law of attraction is daydreaming, imagining, and envisioning possibilities in life. For instance, one game Esther Hicks recommends is the "Wouldn't it be nice if" game. The purpose of this practice is to simply invite your mind to think about positive events unfolding. For example, wouldn't it be nice if I suddenly got a raise? Wouldn't it be nice if I felt refreshed after waking in the morning? Wouldn't it be nice if my dream company reached out to me? Wouldn't it be nice if I went to dinner with my spouse tomorrow night? And so on. Simply imagining nice things happening plants the seed for them to come true while also allowing you to feel more joyful feelings and expanding your imagination for what you want to experience during this life. Scientifically, the reticular activating system, or RAS, lights up in the brain as you envision good events unfolding. Even if the law of attraction isn't real metaphysically, this visioning in the brain is basic for what you want to occur to actually occur. If you want to make yourself eggs, you first imagine yourself making the eggs. Now I can already hear you saying, but I don't want to fall for wishful thinking and just pretend good things are going to happen. I need to be based in reality. Well, fair enough. But can you do both? Allowing yourself to feel joyful feelings seems worthwhile in and of itself. You can still monitor reality to see what's actually happening in the present. But who knows, maybe one moment you'll realize that the event you imagined a month ago actually comes true. And number three, you'll start to believe in yourself. A huge part of the law of attraction is the art of positive expectation and allowing your dreams to come to you. In other words, you learn to trust yourself and the results that are on their way. Rather than stay in a mode of fear that nothing good will happen, you begin to expect, believe, and even assume that good things are unfolding for you. Another term for this is unwavering faith. Think of the relentless mindset Michael Jordan had as a basketball player. No matter if he had missed the past 9 shots in a given game, he wouldn't stop believing that the very next shot he took would work out for him. He was determined and he believed in himself. Entertaining the law of attraction as a real possibility is ultimately the opportunity to step into unwavering faith in yourself. Whatever the metaphysical truth is about how the law of attraction works, that faith seems inconvertibly valuable. A final word on taking action. As you go on your way, remember that no matter how skilled your mind, hard action is needed to create results in your life. You can't skip that. At the same time, you can also let go of the forced, grinding, make it happen type mindset that many high achievers take on. As a new approach, the law of attraction invites you to step into a place of allowance and trust, knowing and expecting good events to happen while you take the necessary action. Above all, in hearing this post, I hope you take a mindset of abundance and self-interest, asking yourself, how can I find value in what I just heard? You just listened to the post titled, 3 Reasons to Believe in the Law of Attraction by Joel Bein of joelbein.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Thank you to Joel. Clearly, it's not enough to just think good things are going to happen and then sit on the couch and do nothing all day and expect that to happen. That would probably be delusional. But I do think there is something to positivity and imagining good situations and then having a better outcome. And that's partially why this podcast exists in the first place. I figure if we both get to take in one positive article a day, that could lead to a more positive outlook for the day, which then could bring more positivity back towards us. A simple premise that I don't think is a big stretch, and it luckily doesn't take too much work to get through just one article. And for me, I know I spent a good portion of my life imagining life as an entrepreneur. For me, it was just a matter of time, not so much resistance or pessimism about making it happen. And I do think that constant in the back of my mind did push me towards making that vision into a reality. So a good one from Joel to think about today. Hopefully this one was inspiring for you and you were able to get some value from it. But that should do it for today. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.